Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Another story from Elizabeth Perry's book, In Our Own Words. This one about Faye Inlow. Dad took us to our homestead 5 miles from Stehekin in 1913. We moved into a one-room log cabin with a dirt floor, no door on it, and one window with no glass. We lived there until Dad built a one-room shack for us. The snow was starting to fall when we moved into our shack, and it was cold. Dad built the shack from green lumber. When the lumber started to dry out, big cracks appeared between the boards. We had to stuff rags in the cracks. Mrs. Lesh gave me some old magazines, and I stuffed the paper into the cracks, too. But the wind would blow through, and we couldn't keep warm. We had two windows without glass. I nailed up a rag rug over one window and a window shade over the other one. Dad made a door out of some boards and put leather hinges on it. That is the way it was 7 years later when we left. Every winter the snow fell and would get to be 6 to 10 feet deep. Our roof would leak and the water would freeze on the floor. We had two beds, and our beds would get wet and freeze onto the floor, too. Jim and Irma and I and our two dogs would all sleep together in one bed to keep warm. Dad wouldn't stay at the homestead long. He would go to Chelan, Leavenworth, or Wenatchee for weeks at a time. He would stay with friends and have a nice warm place to sleep and get some good food. Some days we didn't have any food at all. Once we went 3 days without any food. Many times we only had boiled potatoes without salt to eat. I wanted Dad to buy me a comb for my hair, but he wouldn't. Irma and I had hair below our waists. I could get the tangles out of Irma's hair, but I couldn't brush the tangles out of my own. I got big mats on the back and sides of my head, just like the mats on a long-haired cat. Everyone was afraid to cut my hair off because they were afraid of Dad. One day, I had just put a clean dress on Irma, and she went to play and got her dress dirty. It made Dad mad, so he cut off two corners of a gunny sack for Irma's arms and a hole for a head to go through, and made her wear the gunny sack for a dress. It was a dirty old sack, but he made her wear it for over a week. One day we went fishing with Dad. We were on the river bank with our dogs. Irma screamed. We all looked at her. Yellow jackets were thick around her little legs. She was standing on a nest that was made in the ground. Dad came running and picked Irma up under his arm and ran for the river. Dad waded out in the river and sat Irma down in the water up to her head. That got rid of the yellow jackets, but poor Irma was sore and swollen. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.